Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger.
How could you not like that song?
It seems so good to
welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're spinning some platters, rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Ed Koff, the co-founder of BMC Associates. And I encourage you to go to their website, bmcassociates.com. David Gage is the other partner, and he's a member of our Brain Trust as well as our good friend, Ed Koff, K-O-P-F. Is how you spell his last name. We're talking about excellence. And Ed, my audience has heard me talk about that a lot. I say to them all the time, never seek perfection, only seek excellence. And the reason that I do that is because perfection is not possible, but excellence is. And excellence isn't perfect because if the reason why perfection is dangerous, and you know, I'm a perfectionist. At least I've been accused of being one, Ed. The problem with perfection is you never finish anything. You never get it done because you're always looking for that thing that's unattainable. And consequently, nothing ever gets done. What do you think?
Well, I think that's generally true, although you were playing Marvin Gaye before. And that's an exception to the rule. I mean, there's perfection.
I'm with you on that. But the thing is he had to die for that to happen. That's the only thing.
No, that's right. That's right. We've been talking about how in a partnership or in a relationship with key employees or things like that, you can really achieve excellence only if you get yourself out of the way, in a sense. Only if you take great pleasure in the other's accomplishment and you can hold your own ego in check and, you know, let them be in the sunshine. Mm-hmm. Along with you. And I, the question arises, well, if those are the traits that can help you really be a great boss or a great partner, what can you do about it? Aren't you born with either ego or not ego? Aren't you born with either being able to take pleasure in other people's accomplishments or not? And then there's some truth to that. But those are things you can teach yourself. You can learn.
Well, the main thing you can learn is how to delegate. I mean, you cannot seek excellence, in my opinion. If you have an organization, you cannot seek excellence if you can't delegate.
No, that's right. And really delegate in the sense that we're talking about. Not just have someone take the work off your hands, but delegate on the reward side. Let them feel the satisfaction. Let them feel the achievement,
right.
And then you're not only going to have delegated, but you're going to have energized somebody that you delegated to. And that
well, Ed, one of the things that I encourage, I'd like to get your thoughts on this. One of the and see how and tell us how you handle this, but one of the ways I delegate, one of the ways I learned, I've been teaching myself to delegate over the years, is to look to my people and say, if I have an idea, if I think something should be a certain way, I say to them, what do you think?
Absolutely.
And that helps me, because then they'll tell me their ideas, and then I'll realize, wait a minute, that's better than my idea. And then I say something like, well, can you handle this? Will you take care of this for me? And then when they do take it and they do it, then I say, good job.
Right. And it's their idea at that point.
Right.
And, you know, and even a step up the ladder is sometimes to hold that idea of your own in reserve and let the others know what your problem is and let them come up with your idea or even something better. If they don't, you've always got
your idea. You hope they come up with something better. That's what you're paying them for.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, I mean, I don't want to be paternalistic here, but it does remind me of what you want with your children. You want them always to better than you are.
Well, that's no question.
If you can do that with your employee and your partner, then you're in good shape.
I take that responsibility seriously, Ed. I have younger employees. Everybody in my building is younger than me. Basically, everybody who works for me is a contractor, is younger than me, and I take it as part of my responsibility to teach them what I've learned and to learn from them, but to also help them in their career development. Last thoughts, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Wrap it up for us. Last thoughts.
Okay. Well, let's all put our egos aside and let our organizations grow.
You can't be excellent without that, right?
Yep.
Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Hope to.
And say hi to David for us.
I will.
The Ed Kopf, ladies and gentlemen. BMCAssociates.com is their website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.